So I'm in Clerkenwell in the offices of We Are Interactive, a smart young games company, which is up for a BAFTA tonight. And with me is David Rose, who is the CEO of this startup games business. David, what have you been nominated for?
We've been nominated for Best Online Browser Game tonight.
And what's the game?
The game's called I Am Player, and it allows you to fulfil your football fantasies.
It's a kind of, I've had a quick look at it, it's sort of a game that you mainly play through Facebook at the moment. You're a Premiership footballer, you sign up, and then you have a number of video experiences. I mean, the video content is really important to this game, is that right?
It's really important. We film everything from first person, and we let you play football in first person on the pitch, and you navigate your way through the game, making choices and performing and watching your career explode or be congratulated as you go.
Now, it's not a great time for the UK games industry at the moment. We've had a major retailer teetering on the brink of closure. We've had bad sales figures lately. What makes you optimistic about this industry?
I think the term games industry is often synonymous with console gaming and a very mature market that's still incredibly popular, but it tends not to encapsulate social games, mobile games, and this explosive growth that we've seen over the last 4 years in those sectors. That's where we're interested, and that's where from 4 years ago nothing to today 300 million people playing social games every month.
And you've had some success with sort of in-app purchases, and your other revenue stream is advertising and sponsorship. How's it going?
Very well. Virtual goods are now well proven as a mechanism to monetize freemium games, and the use of video gives us an advertising platform that's incredibly rich and is a great setup to get brand messages across in a way that's additive to the game and doesn't jar with users.
Okay, so that is I Am Player, one of the nominees for a BAFTA award tonight. We'll be following those awards and bringing you a report, if we get our act together, on tonight's 10 o'clock news.